Wednesday.live. Also, his sports travel book, The Fam Trip Field Guide, is available on Amazon. Hey, Rick Limpert, like old times, man.
And it's only appropriate, Mitch, it is Wednesday.
Exactly. We had to do this today. Talking about Father's Day, even despite the fact that you and I are not fathers. We're fathers to animals, to our pets.
Right. My father is still with us, so I have to come up with something good to get him for Father's Day.
Okay, well, that's good. And you, as always, providing me with a great list of techie type of gifts that maybe Dad can enjoy. And let's talk about a few of these, Rick, that are, you know, certainly could be fun and useful for Dad. And we've got, you know what, about another 10 days, so there's some time for people to decide. Always, you know, when it comes to guys and, you know, golf seems to be that type of thing that you'd always find some sort of gift out of the golf realm. Irons aren't cheap. There's no question about that. But when you add the word smart golf clubs to an item like the Cobra irons, that piques my interest, Rick.
It really piqued mine, too, when I heard about it, because there's been sensors you've had to manually attach to golf clubs. And I know you're in a huge golf community there, your listeners. So this is a golf club from Cobra irons that already have the sensors built into them. So you don't have to do any extra attaching or remembering to bring something along. They're already there. It syncs with your phone. This is powered by Arcos, which makes golf sensors for clubs, and embedded in the grip band. It doesn't add anything extra to the club as far as when you swing it, and it tracks all your performance, every aspect of it. The distance you're hitting the ball, swing speed. It gives you a bunch of data that you can use, hopefully after your round or after your practice session, to improve your game.
So, but it doesn't have, you remember the movie in Caddyshack with Chevy Chase's character when he goes, it doesn't do that, right?
No sound effects. You have to do that on your own. But like I said, the data it gives you, and for a golfer that's maybe looking to improve or improve an aspect of their game, it really isolates maybe where your issues are, your problems are with your game, and lets you correct that, hopefully, with your local PGA pro. So golf is much more fun, Mitch. I haven't experienced a lot of this, but it's much more enjoyable when you're playing better.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't enjoyed it as much either. How much is this? Sounds like a pricey item, these smart golf clubs. How much are they going to cost?
Yeah, I mean, under $1,000 for you get fitted for them, and then you get the club. So, you know, in that $500, $600, $700 range, you get the Cobra set of irons. Ricky Fowler uses Cobra irons, the King 8 and the F8 Plus line. Either one of those, they make them with these sensors in. So give it a try.
Mitch Evans sitting in for Jody here on The Drive, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, joined by my good buddy from Atlanta-based tech writer Rick Limpert. You could check him out on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. And also, again, he's got his own site, wirelesswednesday.live. So anything we're talking about here, Rick, people can go to your website and check it out as well, correct?
Yep, put the show notes up on rickrimper.info for more information. At Rick Roswell on Twitter, if they have questions, people know how to get me.
All right, you're fading in and out there, so stay in one spot for me. Let's move on to something that's okay. A lot more affordable, and it's called Go Golf GPS. Tell me about this item.
Yeah, picture a USB-sized device that clips to your belt or to your hat, and it gives you either by voice or by, again, syncing with the Go Golf GPS app on your phone, the distance to the holes, different distances on the fairway. If you're stuck in the rough, it gives you that accurate information. Under $90, $89. So you got the clubs, and now this will help you get around the course with a GPS device that's really small and really helpful.
You know, when it comes to GPS devices, I mean, it's something. Why aren't they GPS? Are there GPS devices in balls, Rick?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be
coming.
The easiest way to find?
There is one ball that they've teased us with that's coming out hopefully this year, maybe the end of this year, early next year, and I can't wait to try it.
I mean, that would be the surest way. For someone like me now, I would buy that. Balls with a GPS in it, because I lose so many balls in a round, it's not even funny. And what happens is I walk around, and I'm walking around aimlessly, and I need a good hat to protect me from the sun. and Walaru Hat Company. It's something that you can wear out on the golf course or in your everyday life.
Yeah, WalaruHats.com. So these are attractive looking hats, visors, straw hats that they have sun protection already built in, UV protection built into the hats, and they're great for traveling. They fold up and then they come back to their regular shape and form. They start at $30. They make them for men and women. And if you're a golfer and not protecting your head or your face from the sun while you're out there, you're going to be in trouble. So these hats protect that, and they look good too. Really stylish, a bunch of different styles.
And those are like what, $30 and up?
Yep, $30 and up. Can't beat that small price to pay for that protection.
All right, something that may not necessarily lend itself to out on the golf course, although there are some people who like to drink beer on the golf course, certainly. Tervis is known for their mugs. Now they've got a beer pong mug.
Yeah, you got to see this to believe it. And on YouTube, there is a video, and I'll put a link to that. So Tervis, they make those quality mugs that you can use your coffee or any device in. So it's a tumbler, BPA-free, hot and cold, dishwasher safe. And when you hold the app up to the cup, it shows you, helps you play your beer pong in virtual reality. Like I said, you got to see it to believe it. The Tervis app available for Android or Google or Apple or Google. And it's a nice 15-ounce Tervis mug that you can use and impress your friends with the virtual reality that's on the mug.
And we're talking about in the same vicinity as we were talking about the Walaru hats, about $30.
Yep, $29.95. You can't go wrong with a Tervis mug. Whether you use the virtual reality aspect on it or not, it's still a quality mug that Dad would love.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, we're going to move back to something a little bit pricier, and again, Rick Limpert with us on our pseudo-wireless Wednesday segment. Mitch Evans in for Jody here on The Drive, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. We're talking about great tech gifts for Dad coming up, Father's Day coming up a weekend from this coming weekend. And we'll go to something a little bit more pricier. I could really use this item because all the sitting I do with preparations for shows and work that I do, the Edge Desk, which I guess is something that would take away or prevent back pain or butt pain. Because right now, I can tell you right now, Rick, I've got sciatic pain in my right buttock.
It would help with that because you're not on your butt. You're actually kind of setting it. You can set it up in different ways, but you can set it up so you're kind of kneeling, leaning into this desk, which actually is more comfortable than you would think it would be. It eliminates that sitting disease that, I get it too as I'm writing and preparing things. So it was launched on Kickstarter a little while ago. It's been funded. It's out now. It's patent pending, and it's a kneeling desk created for with comfort and productivity in mind. So a lot of those desks that aren't sitting desks, you really can't be productive on them. And this one is that reduces that lumbar pressure and just makes you feel more healthy.
And for people who are trying to figure out what exactly it is, to try and paint the picture for you, the Edge Desk is the first desk, chair, and easel all in one. So it's all there as one unit. It's not just a separate chair and desk.
Correct, but it's very versatile. Like I said, you can tilt it and almost put it in different positions, whatever you're comfortable, depending on your shape and size. So that $400 price point, if you need a desk and you're looking to invest in a desk that you're going to use for a while and it's going to benefit you, this is a great option to look at.
Yeah, and certainly if you have back problems, $399, anything is worth it to get rid of the back pain. You can check that out at theedgedesk.com. Interesting item that you added here on your list, Rick, a sharpener, any Sharp USA sharpeners. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, again, and an affordable device. These start at $18. So, hunters, fishermen, or even around the house, we're using knives. We don't even realize that sharpeners of sorts, pocket knives, box cutters, and scissors. So these are the world's best knife sharpeners from a company called AnySharpUSA.com. Comes in different colors. They're safe to use, and they look good, too. So they'll sharpen just about anything, even gardening tools. So I really love this because it's so versatile.
And, when you're talking about sharpening knives, and you got to be careful with things like this. I'm sure there's, certain amounts of safety involved in this as well to be able to have a product like this to be out there right now.
Yeah, in my opinion, the design of this really adds to the safety factor of these type of sharpeners. So these you always have to be careful with knives, but this sharpener really increases the safety level. I think it's real safe to use. Of course, always be careful when you're using it, but again, gets those knife sharp that we need in our everyday life.
Rick, I got about a minute or so left, so before we wrap things up, usually we talk we would usually talk a little bit of golf or tennis. Certainly, talking about right now what's going on with, tennis and the French Open and Serena Williams having to pull out. Do you think now it's Maria Sharapova's tournament to win?
Well, Maria got beat today by Muguruza.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so.
Did she really?
So I don't know if I'm spoiler alert. So Muguruza, but we got two Americans, Mitch, on the other side, Madison Keys and
Sloane Stephens.
Everybody's excited about that.
And who do you like on the guy's side, Rick?
Is there a guy from Spain named Nadal that's kind of good on clay?
Oh, him still. That's right. It's clay, so he's going to obviously win. Hey, man, this was great. Great to be doing this with you again, Rick, and I appreciate you taking the time and giving us some great information. Again, if you want to check out any of the things that Rick and I talked about here on our little Wireless Wednesday tech segment, you could check Rick out on Twitter at Rick Roswell with two L's at the end, or also you could check out Rick's website, which is wirelesswednesday.live. As always, a pleasure, Rick. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Mitch. Happy Father's to all the, your dads listening out there, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, too. There you go. Rick Limpert with us on the Sanderson Ford Hotline.